is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Demi Bandabla. In Assam, 65 candidates have filed for their nomination papers for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. 5 seats will be covered in this phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be held today. Assam Transport and Excise Minister Parimal Sukla Baidya, MP Kripanath Mala and Dilip Saikia are in the fray for the BJP. Congress has re-nominated MP Pradyut Bordoloi from Nagaon seat, while the Bodoland People's Front has given the ticket to MLA Durgadas Boro. AIUDF, TMC have also filed candidates in this phase of polls. In Sikkim, altogether 13 female candidates are in the fray for the simultaneous elections to elect new members of the state legislative assembly and Lok Sabha seat. The organic state of the country is going to simultaneous polls in the first phase on the 19th of this month for the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 assembly seats. In the current state assembly, there are 3 women legislators. In this election, only one female independent candidate, Ms. Beena Rai, is trying her electoral luck for the Lok Sabha and 12 female candidates for the state assembly elections. However, no political party in Sikkim is fielding a female candidate for the lone Lok Sabha seat. Out of 140 candidates for the state assembly elections, the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha and Congress have filed 4 female candidates each, and the newly floated Citizens Action Party and BJP have filed 2 female candidates each. The number of female voters in Sikkim is 2,31,450 out of the total of 4,63,800 electorates. In Mizoram, home voting for 85 years and above will begin from 8th of this month. Addressing media person in Aizawl yesterday, returning officer for the Mizoram parliamentary constituency, Nazrul Kumar, said that home voting for elderly citizen will take place in Aizawl district for 3 days from 8th to 10th of this month. However, home voting for 85 years and above and persons with disabilities in respect of Lunglei district has begun yesterday. Meanwhile, election campaign is heating up in Mizoram as the polls day draws nearer. Political parties and candidates are reaching out to the voters in all nooks and corners to seek their support for the lone Lok Sabha seat of Mizoram. There are 6 candidates in the fray for the lone Lok Sabha seat. The voting will be held in the first phase on the 19th of this month. Meghalaya Chief Electoral Officer Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari has informed that the state has over 140 polling stations bordering the international border with Bangladesh and 187 polling stations along the interstate Meghalaya-Assam border. Meghalaya also has 161 polling stations where polling officials have to travel via Assam. He said that all issues related to the interstate border have been taken up during a meeting held at the level of Chief Secretaries of both Assam and Meghalaya. The CEO said that all necessary arrangements are being taken to ensure free, fair and smooth elections as per the ECI instructions. The Election Commission of India has termed as false the claim of messages being circulated on social media platform WhatsApp that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, the ECI said eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through the postal ballot at a designated voter facilitation center. The commission has urged the people to beware and not pay attention to such misleading and fake messages. For authentic information, people must visit the commission's official website. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.